The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 8, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Thousands of Hoosiers who got their health coverage through Medicaid during the COVID-19 outbreak risk losing it now that the pandemic has ended.
More than 140,000 people in Indiana have been purged from Medicaid rolls as the state rechecks eligibility. So far, about 120,000 were dropped for failing to comply with procedural requests, and 20,000 are no longer eligible. Jennifer Walden is a counselor for the Indiana State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP. She says it is extremely important to make sure all your information is up to date with the State Family Social Services Administration.
Make sure your address is current, your income is current, your composition is up to date. Open your mail. It's so important that if you get a notice from FSSA, that way you're aware of what they're asking for, what you need to do so that you can stay covered.
FSSA allows Medicaid enrollees a chance to reapply up to 90 days after getting dropped, unless they've picked up coverage under the Healthy Indiana Plan. I'm Joe Ellery reporting.
Each state has different qualifications and eligibility, and more information is on the UnitedHealthcare website. Meantime, Donald Trump's legal team told a judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against him Monday that prosecutors' proposed protective order aimed at preventing the public disclosure of evidence is too broad and will restrict Trump's First Amendment rights. That comes from the Washington Post. The Post reports lawyers for Trump said the judge should impose a more limited order that would bar the public release only of materials deemed sensitive, such as grand jury documents. Next to New Hampshire, where 20% of public school kids attend schools and buildings that have not been updated in the past 35 years. That's according to a new report.
A decade-long moratorium on state aid for school buildings was lifted last year, exposing an unprecedented backlog of requests. Carly Prescott with the New Hampshire School Funding Fairness Project says without adequate state funding, towns are forced to consider raising local property taxes, which many low-income communities simply can't afford.
The longer that we continue to neglect these buildings that are so vital to our communities, the projects will get more expensive and students will continue to be displaced.
That includes nearly 90 students in Rochester, where the local school board voted to permanently close an elementary school last week after it was deemed structurally unsafe. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
The 2023 session saw multiple proposals for increases to building aid in New Hampshire. Ultimately, only a modest increase in the budget was passed. This is Public News Service. As construction on the new Buffalo Bills Stadium gets underway, Western New Yorkers are preparing for the jobs the project will create.
Along with a slew of community benefits, the project will create 10,000 union labor jobs for the region. Peter Capitano with Laborers Local 210 says provisions in the agreement create advanced opportunities for minority women and veteran-owned businesses. He says having local workers develop the project was an important part of the labor agreement negotiations.
Every other person that is dispatched, whether it's the laborer, the carpenter, iron worker, cement mason, bricklayers, whoever's on that project comes from the local area. And if it's one of our local contractors that gets the contract, then the majority of their guys are all from our area.
Another important element of the labor agreement is the alternative dispute resolution. This would put a hospital and doctors on site for workers who are injured on the job. Capitano says this was a major part of the negotiations since it saves contractors millions. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Construction of the stadium slated to end in 2026. It will cost Western New Yorkers about $1.54 billion. The power and the destructiveness of nuclear energy has been in the spotlight since the film Oppenheimer was released in July. More on that from Eric Tiganoff.
It's in focus again this week with the anniversaries of the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki during World War II. Mary Miller is a member of Snake River Alliance, a nuclear energy watchdog in Idaho. She says the movie about J. Robert Oppenheimer and the first experiment with the atomic bomb stopped short of the bombs dropped on Japan. But Miller notes Oppenheimer's ideas changed after that.
His message was that humanity must learn humility in the face of nature and use its experience with atomic energy to prosper international peace. The nuclear power that was unleashed on Japan was just unimaginably too big and too lethal for humankind.
Finally, the LA area is about to get $12 million from Bezos Earth Fund's Greening America Cities initiative. One of the first projects will be the restoration of what's called the Pacoima Wash, which will make nature more accessible and help in the fight against climate change. Amanda Panjota is with the group Green Latinos, which has received $4.75 million to oversee many of the projects.
There will also be projects to plant trees in Los Angeles, and that will help to sequester carbon and provide shade for the city.
The $400 million Greening America Cities program will also fund equitable and sustainable greening efforts in Albuquerque, Atlanta, Chicago, Wilmington, and in Delaware. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here is a great radio station's your favorite podcast platform, and you can always find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.